Debbie Howes, clinical psychologist, shamanic healer, and a dancer in Johannesburg.
Hi, Heather.
Debbie, I see that you've got three different areas of work that you do. The first aspect of work is psychology, and I see that you've developed a new hypnotherapeutic technique. How did you go about developing this technique, Debbie? And if you can give us an idea of what it entails.
I studied clinical hypnotherapy after completing my master's, and from hypnotherapeutic principles, I started to notice that the unconscious mind's got the logic of a child. So by looking at that, I started to get a cu my curiosity was sparked relative to children's stories. And in particular, one story stood out, which started to illustrate a lot of the belief systems and patterns of the unconscious mind. And then from there, I started to investigate it in my own therapy with myself. And eventually, I started to notice quite interesting parallels between this children's story, and what happens in the unconscious mind. So the story I started to use in my practice is the story of Little Red Riding Hood. Because what I found from that is the unconscious mind, being the child, doesn't have access to understanding the difference between truth and illusion. Because we know that children don't understand the difference between right and wrong, good and bad. They think the whole world is good. So, for example, in the story of Little Red Riding Hood, what happens there is there's a huge projection of that illusion that the wolf gives to the child. The wolf pretends to be the granny. So our unconscious mind can't tell the difference between the true and illusion. Children have a hard time distinguishing what is deception that is posed by the wolf in the story. So based on that, I started to see how most of pe our people's unconscious mind actually can't tell the difference between truth and illusion. And then from based on that, a lot of other parallels started to develop about problems in life. So consciously we all know everything, but unconsciously we don't. So by looking at the logic of the child, it started to give a lot of answers to a lot of problems that most people were having. So it developed into a model that I work with now that has got six phases. And from those six phases, a lot of solutions reappear, but all of it is re-educating the child part of us, which is missing a lot of information. So that developed into the technique now that I use, and I'm also teaching it to others, but it's got huge practical value because it starts to address problems on a much deeper level in a way that we would least expect to bring results.
Debbie, that's absolutely phenomenal, and I truly get it, because I believe that, most healing starts with the inner child, and if you can get in touch with that, then miracles can happen. Well done.
Yes, thanks. And I've started to see a lot of people come that are on their last legs at their wits' end. And they say this is the first thing that actually gives them practical insights as to what's really happening. And when they see that a large part of them actually is missing so much information, it starts to make sense for them as to why they're doing things, especially with addictions. With addictions, we all intellectually know why we've got to stop smoking or drinking or whatever it is. But when we look at the unconscious patterns, you see that their unconscious mind loves the wolf or doesn't know that the wolf is not green. So that means they don't really know on an unconscious level that addictive substance or the smoking or the alcohol or the gambling or whatever is actually bad for them. On an unconscious level, their unconscious mind thinks it's grainy and thinks it's good for them. So the unconscious mind has got the wool pulled over the eyes, and that's what we need to deal with, because once that's cleared, the whole life goes to a new level of clarity and functioning. But about 80% of our unconscious mind is a child, and that child is fooled by outer appearances and circumstances. And it goes very deep, and that's the origins of most problems. You're right.
Wow, beware of the big bad wolf.
Yeah.
So now can we go to the second aspect of your work, Debbie, which is the alternate healing and bodywork therapy that you do. How did that all come about?
While I was studying for my psychology degree, I needed a part-time job, and I didn't enjoy going to work in corporate settings. So I saw an advertisement for a dancer, and I'd had a background of doing gymnastics and kung fu and ballet. So I incorporated it all and developed a little dance technique that I put together. And I found an agent and I started doing that as a holiday job. I started doing shows and I also had practiced doing nunchaku sticks a lot as a child. I had a keen interest. I'd spend hours in my garden practicing nunchaku sticks. And it developed into a whole dance performance where I was doing two nunchaku sticks and eventually I put fire on the end of them. So I became the only girl in the world using two nunchaku sticks with fire. And then I traveled a lot after my studies for 6 years doing the dance performance. But it gave me a lot of an education of the other, the more creative side of life. So I felt it balanced the more right brain aspects of the psychology. So it gave me a lovely dance between the right brain and the left brain. And that was, I did both at the same time while I was studying. So that just helped me to expand my whole creative potential and balance the left brain and the right brain.
Well, I can really say blessed you are that you were able to explore dance the way you did and bring fire into it, which is truly powerful. I salute you for doing
Oh,
that.
yeah, no,
What
thanks
fun.
very much. And it was part of my own healing as well, because I've subsequently, as we'll get on to when I do the healing technique, I can see now how working with the fire was one of my initiations into actually learning how to work with the elements and working with connecting to fire as a healing element as well. So I see all part of it was part of a big plan that has led me into bringing the balance of the three aspects of myself, and I believe the whole world is balancing the principles of the mother, father, and child, which is the left brain, the right brain, and the child. So for me, I see that in my own life as balancing the creative part of me, which is the dance, which is the left, I mean the right brain, the feminine, and the right and the left brain, which is the more male and the more intellectual and logical aspects, is the psychology. And the dance to me is the child aspect, where the healing comes in as the female. So it's balancing the mother, father, and child in each of us.
Beautiful. Now, Debbie, you also do workshops. Can you tell us more about those,
I
please?
do three different kinds of workshops. The first one is the psychology one, where I teach to psychologists and professionals at the moment how to incorporate this technique. It's called the Little Red Riding Hood reconditioning technique into their own practice. It's three modules where you first have to do your own therapy process as a therapist, because by doing the process yourself, you actually experientially understand it. Because without having done it, it starts to you'll do a lot of projections into your own therapeutic work that you might not be aware of. So the first module for the training is learning how to do the own of having the therapy technique done on yourself. Subsequent to that is module two, where you learn the training, and that helps you to work with it in your own practice. Takes your practice to another level because you can start accessing a much at the depth of what's happening on an unconscious level. Because everybody will tell the story in a different way. And then you can start doing it there. There's another third module, which is the advanced, where you do a lot of case studies, and then even through that, you see a lot of the reflections in your own life. Because the model that I work with does help you include your own self. It's not the old medical model where the therapist knows everything and the client is coming to be healed. In this model, it's a different paradigm where there's an interaction and both people are learning as much from each other. So the therapist also needs to constantly work on his own self via that reflective aspect. And then another workshop that I do is the healing modality that I do. The body therapy technique that I developed is working with the elements. It works with fire, air, earth, sound, and water. Part of the technique that I do incorporates the sound of the bee, because it's an ancient healing technique which has been lost. Because when a bee buzzes, it makes the shape of the hexagram, and the hexagram brings geometric balance and it starts to heal on a cellular level. So by sounding the sounds of the bee, it starts to heal the emotional body by realigning sacred geometries in our bodies, and it also heals the emotional body.
Thank you, Debbie. That's wonderful. Now we've come to the end, and I wanted to just say, what is the vision for the future of
For me,
Debbie
I'd like to
House?
see the inner. When I was younger, I was always told that I need to work with children, but I never had an inclination directly to work with children outside. But now I see, as my life's developed, that I'm working with the inner child of each and every person, whether you're a child or an adult. So for me, I see a vision of healing the inner child of the world so that the creativity, the magic, the fun can return. And also it's via shattering the illusions of love, which the wolf aspect presents in the story. So by identifying these illusions and shattering these on the global level, which is what we're doing now as well, it starts to reunite the mother, father, and child within each person. So it's starting to balance those principles of the mother and father within each person so that their inner child can be free again to live the authentic self on the earth.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Debbie, for a wonderful time we had. And I wish you nothing but joy, abundance, and all great things in the wonderful work
thanks
that you're doing.
Thanks very much. And thanks for all the wonderful inspirational ideas that you're promoting. Thanks, Heather. Bye.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.